11:30.
Here's our Blue Ox Heating and Air question of the day. Do you think concerns over Clinton's health will impact her chances to win in November? Vote at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com or on the Twin Cities News Talk Facebook page.
Yes!
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, if you vote no,
you're wrong. Yeah, if you vote no, you're wrong. Welcome.
You're free to vote no, but you're wrong.
Welcome to be wrong.
Yeah.
The option's there.
Welcome back to Justice and Drew, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Now, one thing that will impact Hillary's chances of winning here in Minnesota, actually nothing's really going to impact her chances of winning here in Minnesota,
no?
But what might play into it is this lawsuit by the DFL to try to get Trump thrown off the ballot. Some people think that if Trump is off the ballot, that might actually not be good for Hillary Clinton, in that it would, it would maybe get people out to the polls to support somebody else. But I don't see that happening. Hillary Clinton's going to win this state no matter what at this point. However, we've brought in lawyer extraordinaire, friend of the show, Jeffrey O'Brien. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've spent the weekend sort of looking into this case, and I asked you on Friday if you'd like to come in and explain to us what potential merits there are to the DFL's argument, and if there are indeed merits, what the potential remedies might be. What they're implying is that the process to get Donald Trump on the ballot was incorrect, that the Minnesota Republican Party did not follow state law in the election of alternate electors.
Correct.
And that should disqualify him from the ballot. Keith Downey says it's ridiculous, it's frivolous, it's a waste of time. You've looked at it. You're a legal expert. What do you think?
I agree with Keith Downey on this one. This is a real puzzling lawsuit, particularly since this issue came up last month when the Secretary of State informed the Republican Party of Minnesota that they did not submit their alternate electors, that the DFL came out and said, we're not going to take any issue with this. I think this is essentially sand in the eyes or attempt to embarrass the Republican Party of Minnesota, because there's past precedent in this state that we do everything to allow voters to, to make their choice.
Right.
I was involved with a case very early in my practice. This is like 2002 when Paul Wellstone was killed in the plane crash. The issue then was the Secretary of State was not going to issue replacement absentee ballots because people had voted absentee already for Paul Wellstone. And then 10 days before the election, he went down in a plane.
Right.
And the DFL filed a petition similar to this with the Minnesota Supreme Court, same process, asking for them to order the Secretary of State to issue new absentee ballots. And the court said yes. And if you read that opinion, it's all about not disenfranchising voters. So if I'm the Supreme Court, if I had to guess what the Supreme Court's going to be, it's almost going to be like the Vince McMahon response to this petition. It's not just a no. It's an oh, hell no.
Well, let's start here. How difficult, just kind of bring it down to its complete base level, how difficult is it for the DFL to move forward with this suit? Is it something that requires a lot, or is it something that can be done fairly easily without a lot of effort?
Yeah, if they have a decent, legal team that can put these, and they have money to pay them, they can put together this petition and file it with the Supreme Court. This does happen quite frequently. There'll be if there's some issue comes up within an election, there will be from time to time things go to the Supreme Court as it's all check and balance. Secretary of State is the elections officer for the state, but someone has to check on the Secretary of State. So then they have this petition, this statutory provision where you can file a petition with the Supreme Court as to any errors or omissions or clarifications or things that you would ask to have the court kind of oversee versus what the Secretary of State's doing. So in this case, the Secretary of State, who actually is of the same party as the party filing the petition, approved certified his Trump's name onto the ballot. So
right. So let's say that the court looks at the case and they do find that the Minnesota GOP actually didn't follow the technicalities of getting these alternate electors named,
right?
Which is a possibility,
mm-hmm.
right? But is the remedy for that completely removing Donald Trump and Mike Pence off the ballot, or is there some other remedy, some sort of just a penalty for the GOP?
No, there's
or is this law unconstitutional?
Well, courts have any court has what we call inherent equitable powers. meaning if you follow the letter of the law, it leads to a harsh or absurd result. A court has authority, whether it be a district court judge or a court of appeals or a Supreme Court, to look at what's the common sense resolution of this. And that's where this falls into, is you're asking the Supreme Court to exercise its equitable powers in fashioning a solution to this. And in this case, the Supreme Court is likely going to say, like it did in 2002, that, yes, technically this is the black letter law, but this is what it leads to, disenfranchisement of voters. We're not going there. So petition denied.
Seems like a weird move from by Ken Martin. Honestly, it does, because Ken Martin's a smart guy. Ken Martin runs his party pretty efficiently. They're a well-oiled machine in this state. And we know that the outcome of this, I mean, anybody with some common sense can look at this and realize they're not going to take Donald Trump off the ballot. That's disenfranchising a huge number of voters in all across the state. That's not going to happen. So what is the end game? What does Ken Martin hope to walk away from this?
Well, I can't get into Ken Martin's head, but if I can make a guess as to what's going on, this is not just a presidential race this year. We have congressional races. We have the state House and the state Senate all up for election. And I think this is the DFL's way of, kind of pointing out the foibles of the Republican Party of Minnesota, which I don't know that you need to file a court petition to do that. They've had enough. It's been public enough.
Right. It's not like they don't have a friendly press in this town.
Right.
They can just issue a press release and have it reprinted.
Yeah. And so maybe their concern is with polls tightening. Maybe Ken's thinking that the House or the Senate, maybe it may affect the balance of that, maybe affect the 8th District congressional race if not, Trump has been, with his trade positions, has been helpful to Stuart Mills. So maybe they think if having him off the ballot, that would be helpful. Maybe they think that,
it's got to be it. It's got to be something like that, right?
Maybe he figures 50-50 shot, right? Yeah. We got the money. We'll file the petition. We'll tie it up for a couple days.
We get some
headlines out of it. Focus on the fact they didn't follow the law, which it's nice that the DFL is now going to follow the letter of the law. They're the ones that usually about this, it's harsh and right. We shouldn't do that. And it's nice to see that they're coming.
Voter
around.
ID would disenfranchise the voters all across the state because apparently it's impossible to get an ID for certain people, according to the DFL. Right.
Right.
According to them, that would disenfranchise far too many voters, and it's racist to even suggest such a thing. But let's take Donald Trump completely off the ballot. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, let me bookend my other question, and that is, how much energy does the Minnesota GOP need to dispense, or dollars, in order to fight this?
Well, I think I haven't read completely through it, but they did this weekend file their own response to the petition, basically similar, parroting what Keith Downey said in the press release, that this is basically frivolous and has no merit. If I understand, the Secretary of State said this has to be decided today because ballots have been printed and we've got early voting coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that there's probably a hearing at some point today where the court will likely decide there or shortly thereafter. No.
Well, it seems to come back full circle again, kind of to what the original comments that we made on the issue was. And it really, at least it appears that the DFL doing this was simply just for the sake of doing it. And, maybe that came from somewhere else. Maybe that came from higher up. Hey, if you have the opportunity, any little bit helps at this point in time. But, if this is going to effectively or has the potential to end today, ballots go out on, the 23rd, I guess, then, this story is going to be over and done later this week. So it just seems, it seems like a lot of stuff for nothing.
One more question before we go to the phones real quick. If the court does determine that the alternate electors are ineligible, what sort of remedy would you anticipate? Or can you even?
I can't even fathom it. There's been so much precedent of the court not going this route.
Right.
It's almost like a moot point to discuss I don't think there's going to be a fine or anything. It's just going to, this is what we look at as a de minimis violation of the law. I mean, who is? I mean, the fact that
sounds Latin.
The fact that the Republican Party of Minnesota didn't submit its alternate presidential electors in the grand scheme of things, considering the state hasn't gone Republican since 1972, probably isn't a reason to throw a candidate off the ballot.
I don't know. I'm a little busy to be an alternate elector for the Republicans. You know, that might require about 20 seconds of my time. John in St. Paul, go ahead. John. Hello, John.
No, John.
Goodbye, John.
It was a nice try, John.
John's one of the alternate electors. He's very busy. Jeffrey O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire. Always appreciate your time
and your expertise,
lending your expertise to the program.
No problem. Thank you for having me in.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thanks for taking some time this morning. We are about out of time for the show today.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll have to get to the editorial that was written. As it relates to Colin Kaepernick, respect anthems enough to use it as a protest vehicle. It really is amazing the amount of effort, and it's nothing new, but just as of late, the amount of effort the media has been putting into just dismissing real legitimate complaints and concerns. I mean, whether it's the NFL, the protest, Hillary Clinton and her health issues. I mean, this election will obviously be defined by these two candidates, but also by just how far the mainstream media has fallen.
Well, it's kind of par for the course that when, quote unquote, the right wing, when conservatives start crying foul about something, the media, their instinct is to dismiss it.
Right.
Their instinct is to dismiss it. And I think, you know, the conservative, the right wings, they bear some of their responsibility for that, for crying wolf about things shouldn't have focused a lot of time.
Hillary Clinton's body double is like number three trending right now on Twitter. Yeah. So, case in point,
that's your own fault. Then, you know, but there are plenty of examples. You can look at the build up to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, of how everything that the critics had cried foul about leading up to it has since come to pass.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, interesting article, didn't get a chance to get to today, but real-time election day projections might be upending your normal news traditions come November. Some interesting analysis and some teams in place to provide real-time data of this upcoming presidential election, and it has the potential to turn everything upside down.
Now, temps today are going to be in the mid to upper 70s, so try not to get overheated. I don't want any listeners out there falling over.
I saw somebody fall in the hallway on the way to the bathroom. And then somebody fell in the bathroom.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous out there. Everybody be careful. Have a team around you at all times.
Sam just fell over.
It's like an hourly thing.
Ow!